Begin the communion class with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for moving by your Spirit and blessing us in life. I thank you for all the wonderful things you're doing. And I thank you for Kathy Porter and her family. I thank you that she's with you. And Lord, I pray for all of her family and their strength. And they seem to be very blessed people. Lord, I pray that you will continue her work in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
All right. We're still in Acts chapter 5. And I saw something here as we were studying it a couple of weeks ago. How when the judgment fell on Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, how great fear fell on the people. And now, any inkling of lying to the Holy Spirit was gone. Things like that, they form conversations form opinions. The way people think and the way people do, it forms opinions. They felt comfortable to do this. So that means that the enemy's attack was, it wasn't just them. It looked like it derived from conversations, opinions, and it they got to the point that they lied to the Holy Spirit. So and it looks like the Lord was dealing with a growing problem. It with God, He looks at everything. He thinks of every situation, and to stop something, this attack from the enemy. It wasn't just against Ananias and Sapphira, it was against the church. Mm-hmm. That's how all of the enemy's attacks work. If he shoots a fiery dart at David, it's to get David off track, to get others off track, and things form. So the way, looking at how the Lord handled it, out of all the things he could have done, he could have warned them before he did it. The Lord has a foreknowledge, but he handled it this way. This killed the whole problem.
The church needs to start walking in that. You know why?
Yeah.
Because the fear of the Lord is very important in this life.
It is.
It'll bring people to God. So you hear of healings, but you don't hear of that type where that fear is brought forth by something happening to somebody.
Yeah. So
hopefully we need to start praying that the church will walk in that, the fear of the Lord. And if
yeah.
God uses it that way,
yeah.
So be it. If he uses you that way, so be it. But
yeah.
That would take a very strong person to...
A lot of times...
Die.
A lot of times when the Holy Spirit is moving, and even in not only this way, but in every way, sometimes people, they look at the people and they quench the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They quench the influence, the motivating influence. And they fear what the people will do, or how they'll think, or how they'll be received.
Yes.
But following God, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you have to.
Is that a way Christian would behave? You
know? Yeah.
Is that walking in love? And it is.
Yeah, it is. Because we see what happened. A revival. The Lord was able to continue with a revival after he solved this problem. And the Lord, you know, last week we pointed out how before Gideon went out and did battle, he had to destroy his dad's idols.
Mm-hmm.
And before David was king, his heart was towards God only. He wasn't looking at the throne; he was looking at God.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything God's way. Before he was set up to be king, he went and fought Philistines and other surrounding enemies. Since he was ousted from Jerusalem, he, you know, Saul was after him. He didn't just hide. He went and did good. He went and fought the enemies of Israel while he was in exile.
You know, with Ananias and Sapphira, when you stay close to God and everything, the Holy Spirit, God knows the heart. He knows what's going to work for that person or this person. He knows whether, like, what he should have done. If he did it before, it wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
He knows everything.
Everything.
That's why it's so important to be the vessel God uses at that moment. Everybody working together to do what? To not look at it.
Yeah.
Well, it should have been this way. It should have been that. You do what God tells you.
Yeah, and it'll work.
Because He knows the beginning from the end.
That's right.
And that's why praying in the Spirit is so important.
It is.
You hear so much more from God that way.
And you become yielded when we pray in the Holy Spirit.
It's nothing you do.
Yeah.
You just being the vessel God uses on earth
mm-hmm.
to take His will and purpose on this earth.
Yeah. And a lot of ministers I know, before they go preach, they go in the back and pray in the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
so they can be yielded.
Yes.
And that helps because you don't know what God's going
to
do.
And that's why it's so important for us to pray for ministers because uh-huh. they need to be yielded.
Yeah. It takes faith to follow through with the motivations of the Holy Spirit. When He prompts you to do something, you have to speak it. You have to do it.
Just like doing a radio station and,
yeah.
and going after it and doing it and faithful to do the lessons and have it and pay the money and you work a full-time job and then you work a second job and you've got a family, but you still do what God told you to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I admire you for that.
Thank you. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it. It's good. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy it. I always wanted to do something, whatever God wanted me to do. And so what he brought to me to do, that's what I make it happen.
And like Pastor Jim, it's the attitude.
Yeah, yeah.
You said, I enjoy it.
It's all fun.
It is. It is. That's a blessing. And you see God move, and good things happen. Good things follow obedience.
Yes, good things follow.
And Peter, for once, he obeyed God. Well, not just for once. I'm glad he did it. This would have been a hard case. Mm-hmm. And I started saying that I would do all this in the Lord's heart because I know the hard cases come. They come without warning. At any moment, you may have to believe something that you're not used to, because for the anointing to work, you have to activated with your faith. Mm-hmm. And the Lord prepared me to believe Him for some things. Whenever He speaks in repetition, He's preparing you so that you'll have faith when you're going to need it. He knows you're going to need it. And then you'll activate the anointing, and then it's like Brother Horton said when he was teaching when Jesus told the rich young ruler to sell everything he had and give it to the poor and come and follow Him. He was showing how the Lord, if we give Jesus what we have, if we put it in His hands, He'll bless it and multiply it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when you act in the anointing. Once you do everything you're doing under the anointing, you did your part. Now you get